We'll talk about what type of grain is used for the menachot. Mishnah says, "En mevi'in lo mebet hazevalim." You should not bring grain that was taken from a field that requires fertilization, because a field that requires extra fertilizer, that means the grain doesn't grow well on its own. And maybe in this case, not enough fertilizer was used, and the grain is going to be of inferior quality. So you shouldn't use from that type of field. You shouldn't use from a field that requires irrigation either. Likewise over here, some fields require just the rainwater, but here it needs to be watered by other sources beyond the rain, and therefore it's possible that not enough water was given to this field, and the grain that's coming from this field is of inferior quality. Also, you should not use grain that shares a field with trees, because grain in these types of fields is of poor quality, because the trees and their roots soak up all of the water, and the grain does not get what it needs. But if somebody did bring grain from one of these fields for a mincha, the mincha is still kosher. How does a person who wants to have a field that's going to produce very high-level grain, what does he do in order to prepare them properly for the minachot? He plows the entire field the first year and only plants on half of that field. He doesn't use half of the field, and the other half he only plows, he only plants in one half of it. The second year, he plows the whole field again and only plants on the other half of the field 70 days before Pesach. And the second planting is going to produce a lot of fine flour, which is fit for a mincha. What he does here is he first plows the entire field, and everything that's growing there, old roots, weeds, is going to be dug up, and therefore they're not going to use the nutrients of the soil whatsoever. The unplanted part of the soil then regains strength for a year, and it's only planted after a second plowing, which makes sure that the seeds take root in a very firm way. And since they didn't have anything growing there for a year, the strong soil that's there will give forth a beautiful product. Also, we said that they wait until 70 days after Pesach, when even though generally they plant earlier on in the winter, here there's a lot of sunlight 70 days before Pesach, enough to make sure that the crop is going to grow in a beautiful way. And they would switch off years. They would always use half of the field 1 year and the other half another year, in order to make sure that the soil has the ability to regain its strength after the nutrients were pulled from it 1 year at a time. Ketzad Hubodek, the treasurer of the Bet HaMikdash, was the person who bought all of the grain, and then eventually he sold it to anybody who wanted to bring him in ha. So how did he examine the flour to make sure that it was considered to be on a high enough level to be offered in the Bet HaMikdash? HaGizbad machnis et yado letocha, the treasurer of the Bet HaMikdash, he put his hand into the flour. Alaba avak pesula ad shienifena. If dust, which are tiny particles of very low-level flour, if they came up in his hand, the flour is invalid until he sifts it out again to remove the dust. He would have a very fine sifter when he would put the flour in, and the flour would stay in, and all the small little particles, which were considered to be inferior, they would fall out. So he could buy it, but he has to make sure that he sifts it once more. V'im hitli'a pesula, if the flour or the grain was wormy, it becomes invalid permanently. There's nothing he could do. Even if after he removes the worms, it's still considered to be invalid. Just like an animal that has a blemish is not allowed to be used for a korban, grain here that is blemished with worms is not respectful to be used as a mincha. So we consider this wormy type of food invalid for a mincha.